I'm going to read Colossians chapter 3. Colossians chapter 3, verse 1 to 17. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affections on things above, not on things on the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affections, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry, for which things sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience, in the which ye also walked sometimes when ye lived in them. But now ye also put off all these: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication, out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds, and having put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him, where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond nor free, but Christ is all in all. Put on therefore as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. So I'm going to just kind of go down through and pick some things out and look at it. So if ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above. If we are born again and we are supposed to be seeking heavenly things. Let's read Matthew chapter 7, verse 7. Ask and it shall be given you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. So we see, if we seek, we will find. Then verse 2 says, set your affections on things above. Set your mind on things above, not on things of the earth. So then Matthew chapter 6, 19 to 21. Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. So where our treasure is, we need to put our treasures in heaven, seek for things above. And then the next two verses are saying, if our life is hidden in Christ, when he appears, we will go to be with him in glory. But we must be ready when he comes. And then 5 to 9 give us some things we can do if we are seeking heaven. We can't do if we are seeking heaven. Verse 5 says, to mortify, which means to deaden therefore your members or desires. Galatians clearly states that those who do not conquer their desires will not inherit the kingdom. And I'll read that. Galatians 5, 19 to 21. Galatians 5, 19 to 21. Now the works of flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such alike, of which I tell you before, as I have told you in the past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. So then, verse 10 gives us some things that we need to put on, we need to do. (Clears throat) So here, well, it's if we need to, yeah, verse 10, we need to be reading the Bible and be renewed. The new man's renewed in the image of God. And then, yeah, verse 11, it's saying that we as Christians should not be putting some people, you know, separating races and all that. We should, everyone's fairly equal because we're all going to be together in kingdom of heaven. Then continue on to verse 10. No, it's verse 12 maybe. We have a list of things that we need to be putting on. And I just kind of, if love is the center of them, so with love, if we love people, we're going to be merciful, kind. We're going to be humble. We're not going to try lifting ourselves up. We're going to try lifting them up. We're going to be gentle, patient. We'll freely forgive, and as Christ has forgiven us, we're not going to hold people. And we need to do, these are some of the things we need to do if we're seeking heaven to prepare for the future. Verse 15 says, "And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also you are called in one body, and be ye thankful." If we're doing all this, we should be have the peace of God in our hearts, which we will be thankful then. We'll be praising God for all his many blessings. Then I think the last verse sums it up very well. "And whatever we do, word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus." I think that's just everything. All our life needs to be doing it to please God. And may we be ready for him when he comes back to take us